Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It's shaping up to be another interesting session. Futures are pointing to a weaker open across the board.
Definitely. S&P futures are down about 13 points, and NASDAQ futures are off by nearly 80. What's driving this pre-market pressure?
It's a continuation of what we saw yesterday. The mega cap and technology names are facing some considerable weakness, and that's weighing on the entire market. The Dow briefly hit a new high yesterday, but couldn't hold it, closing flat. It tells you the selling is concentrated in tech.
So all eyes are on the Fed again. I see Fed Chair Powell's big speech at Jackson Hole is this Friday.
That's the elephant in the room. Rate cut expectations are everything right now, and we don't even have to wait until Friday for a catalyst. We get the FOMC minutes from the July meeting at 2 p.m. Eastern today. The market will be dissecting every single word.
Got it. And speaking of the Fed, there's some political news as well.
That's right. Politico is reporting the White House is trying to accelerate Stefan Murin's nomination to the Fed board, hoping to have him in place by the September meeting. A new voice could always shift the dynamic.
Okay, let's get to the main event this morning. Earnings. It feels like a retail roundup.
It absolutely is, and it's a very mixed bag. Let's start with the good. Lowe's is up about 4.5% pre-market. They beat earnings per share expectations and announced a massive $8.8 billion acquisition of Foundation Building Materials.
Wow, a big move for them. TJX also looks strong, right?
Very strong. TJX beat on both the top and bottom lines, saw comparable sales jump 4%, and raised their full-year guidance. The stock is reacting well, up over 3%.
All right, now for the bad news. Target is getting hammered, down almost 10%. I'm looking at the numbers. They beat on revenue, beat on EPS, and reaffirmed their guidance. What on earth happened?
It's the C-suite shakeup. The company announced that COO Michael Fiddleke will succeed Brian Cornell as CEO. Anytime you have a leadership change at a company that big, it spooks investors. The market absolutely hates uncertainty, even when the numbers look good.
That is a brutal reaction. And Estee Lauder is not faring much better.
Not at all. Estee Lauder is down more than 7%. That one's more straightforward. They missed on EPS and guided their full-year earnings below what the street was expecting. A classic miss and guide down.
Let's look at some other single-stock stories. I see Tesla is making headlines for something other than production numbers.
You know it. According to the Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk is reversing his plan to create a new political party. Instead, he's reportedly focusing on his companies and plans to support Vice President J.D. Vance for president in 2028. Never a dull moment.
Never. Now, I'm seeing some analysis that suggests the market has a cautiously optimistic risk-on sentiment with investors rotating into growth sectors like tech.
I'd have to push back on that, actually. I think that's a misreading of the current environment. The breadth data I'm seeing is overwhelmingly bearish. Yesterday, we had about 525 stocks selling versus only 125 buying. That's not a risk-on signal.
So where was the strength then, if not in tech?
The strength was in defensive sectors. Real estate, utilities, and consumer staples showed relative strength, while tech and communication services led the losses. That's a classic risk-off flight to safety. I'd advise traders to be very cautious, especially about chasing tech right now.
That's a fantastic point. So for those traders listening, what are the key levels you're watching at the open?
For the S&P 500 ETF, the SPY, the key support level to watch is 638.50. If we lose that, things could get ugly. To the upside, you need to see a break above 639.50 for the bulls to regain any control.
And for the tech-heavy NASDAQ?
For the QQQ, keep an eye on 567.80 as support. But again, my advice today is to focus on names showing relative strength and maybe avoid the tech sector until it finds a floor. Use tight stops because volatility could easily pick up after those Fed minutes drop this afternoon.
So to wrap it up, a cautious open with pressure on tech, a ton of drama in retail earnings, and everyone waiting for the Fed. It seems like the key word for today is nimble.
That's it, exactly. The market is sending conflicting signals, and the underlying data suggests weakness. Don't be a hero. Be nimble, be cautious, and respect the price action.
Great insights, as always. That's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to help you get ready for the opening bell. Have a profitable trading day.